Welcome to another edition of AfterBuzz TV Spotlight On. We're talking Cuban food, Dallas, George Lopez, and acting with Ashley Zamora next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I like this. This is a happy song. I need Justin Timberlake. So it's all happy. Hi, welcome to another edition of Spotlight On here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, James Lott Jr. You follow me on all the interwebs at James Lott Jr. Not senior, that's my father. My guest today is someone who's really talented and funny. She has a new show on the TV Land Network called Lopez. Yes, that George Lopez has a new series, and it's really funny. She's Cubana-American. Right, Cuban-American, did I say correctly? Yeah, I did say correctly. From Dallas. Her first big break was on a show that I loved that got canceled, Fox's Gang Related. I love that show. Ladies and gentlemen, Ashley Zamora. How are you?
Great, how are you?
Welcome. I liked that show, actually. They only did one season of it, and it didn't stay.
I was really surprised when I heard that it didn't get picked up for a second season. I was like, what?
I thought it was doing really well.
Me too.
And the cast was so good. Everyone was so good on that show.
I know. And all of my friends were watching the show and they were like, what? It didn't come back for a second season?
Right.
What happened?
You know? Based on a movie that was years ago. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was a great adaptation of it. I watched it every week. It was so good.
It was really good.
It was brutal too. Super still intense. Brutal in there. And you played, okay, let me make sure I get this correct because I remember you on the show. But I'm going to make sure I say it's correct for everybody who didn't watch the show. Because it was like one of your first big breaks. You played Lourdes, who was a 17-year-old Mexican victim of human trafficking. And it had your leg amputated. You tried to escape.
I was missing my limb. I had one leg.
Yes.
And basically, she was found hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah.
With her leg amputated. And they just kind of took her down and tried to figure out what happened. Yeah. She lost her baby. They took it. Human trafficking.
Yeah.
And eventually, she got her baby back, and everything was happy.
How did you act with the leg thing? Tell people how that works. Let me know how that works.
Basically, I went to hair and makeup, and they put like a bunch of like purple and black makeup and red, and made it look all bruised and stuff.
Okay.
And then, actually, in the bed, the hospital bed, there was a hole, and I put my foot through the hole.
Oh, fun!
Yeah, and they put like gauze on it and stuff to make it look all. Grody and stuff. It was really cool, though.
You used my word. I love Grody. Use my word. That's really also okay. So I always wonder how they do that. So you're laying in bed, but your one leg.
But
is
my
there.
Leg is like down through the bed.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Quite comfortable, wasn't it?
After a little bit, it's just it was wood. So like after a while, like I started feeling it on my leg, and it was like.
Just to fall asleep.
I was like, I need to walk and move.
That's so interesting. Playing that story. For that episode, how did you like shake it off afterwards? Like when you because you're an actress, of course you're there to act, but like it's a heavy subject.
It really is. It's just kind of immersing yourself in the story while you're there, mm-hmm. and you've got to be able to take yourself out, or else you know you're gonna be all one of those like messed up people. You can't be stuck in that mindset. When the director calls cut, it's cut. It's done. You gotta, like, okay, take a breath, you know, shake it out, you know, engage with the crew and try to, you know, talk a little bit. And as soon as action, you know, hop back in it.
How important is the crew? Tell people how important the crew is.
Oh, my God. The crew is the most important part. They're more important than me.
Yes. Well, they're there before you get there. They're after you leave. I mean, crew is, like, amazing.
Yeah. I mean, without crew, you have no clothes, nothing to say, no lighting, no set.
Mm-hmm. That's the way to look at it, too.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, so also being on their good side, I'm sure, also helps you, too.
Well, it's not hard to stay on their good side. Honestly, everybody's there working towards a common goal. You know, having this TV show be awesome. And so everybody's really passionate. Everybody's really happy to be there. Typically, there isn't, like, somebody grumpy, like, I wish they paid me more. This sucks, you know. Everybody's there because they like it. And so it's always, in my experience at least, it's always been really good vibes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So now how did that show come into your orbit? How did you get that one? Was it just auditioning?
Yeah, just auditioning, going out and doing the best that I can. You know, that's always my goal, is just to be as good as I can, always bring 110% to the table.
Yeah.
That's so important.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you do that, it pays off and people see that.
Yeah, well, I was like saying, one of your first big roles, that was something memorable. So I loved that show. I'm just so sad. I'm like, Fox, bring it back. It was so good. Everybody was good in it. We're going to play actually part of a trailer of your new series with George Lopez. The trailer is, if you want to see the full thing, it's, like, man, it's so hilarious. But she's in the beginning, towards the beginning of the trailer. So let's go ahead and roll that, Jonathan, and we'll snap.
You have an 80% positive rating among blacks and Hispanics, but not as high, among other
whites
and Asians.
So you're telling me that that could be a problem because my audience is brown?
No. So I specifically made sure not to say that.
Dad, I'm going to take a gap year.
You're not dropping out of high school.
Of course not. I'm taking a gap year.
You're not dropping out. You're not gapping out. You're not dropping into a gap. But if you work at a gap, I'll be right there. I'll drop you off every day.
I took a gap year once. I just never went back.
That's your role model.
We talked about you throwing back these trees a little more.
You know, talk to my new gardener about the trees. Manolo, talk to this guy about the trees.
New gardener, man. That's great. Yeah, how you doing? You're not a gardener, are you?
He's okay. Funny, too.
All right, we're good. All good. All good.
You should date another celebrity.
Yeah, but which one? Let's see. Eva Longoria's engaged.
Yes.
Sophia Vergara, language issue.
She don't speak English.
Selma Hayek.
She doesn't have to be Latina, George. Well, think outside the box.
George, what do you do?
His show looks so hilarious.
It really is.
I mean, you must laugh all the time on set.
It really was. It was a really fun set. Everybody was just, like, so nice and so great to work with. You know, it wasn't ever, like... You know, it's very different from going from, you know, my dramatic role to a sitcom.
Completely.
It's a totally different feel on set. You know, it's a lot less serious. It's a lot, it's a little more, like, fun, a little bit more loose, which was really interesting. Because I'm used to being on this, like, really heavy, like, setting, you know, like, don't, like, you know, please don't talk to me too much. I'm trying to focus. You know, just to not, like, not hop out of it. You know, you want to kind of stay in the feel of it. Mm-hmm. And it was just different because as soon as I called cut, everybody was laughing and making jokes, and it was great.
So first, this series is on TV Land right now, and so how did this come to your orbit? How did this show come to you? The same
auditioning.
Wow. Yeah. You have good agents out there. They're sending you out some work.
They work hard
for you. That's great. So you auditioned for it. Do you remember the audition process? Who did you meet in the audition? Did you meet George Lopez? Was he there at part of it?
No, I didn't meet anybody in the audition room. It was just a regular audition. I came in, I did it, whatever. I left. I felt really good about it. You know, I left the audition room. I was like, I got this.
That's right.
Good job. But then they called me back for a producer callback, and that's where George was. Okay. George was at the producer callback.
How'd that feel seeing George?
It was really exciting. Like, I was just, it was cool. I was sitting in the waiting area, and he, like, walks in. And I was like, was that just George Lopez?
Very recognizable guy, so yeah.
And, and then, you know, you went to the audition room, and you had all the producers sitting there, George Lopez, like, the director, everybody, and I was just like, I know you people.
We're all family already.
You just don't know me. Yes, hey, it's me.
I like that. That's right. So were there a lot of other girls with you at the same time for the producers meeting, or no? Was it just you called in for that one?
No. There was a bunch of people.
I guess you guys all look alike or different? What the looks look like? Because Latina is very broad.
It is very broad. So there was a lot of diversity. There was a lot of diversity in the room.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Because it's a very broad spectrum.
Yeah.
So there are all different types of Latina people.
Yes, there are.
So
I've interviewed a bunch here. I like Jayden Douglas on Telenovela. She's blonde hair, blue eyed. And she is Puerto Rican, full Puerto Rican. I'm like, and that is her hair.
Yeah.
We talk about that.
This is my hair. Hello.
Yes. Hello. I love it. And your eyes, too. Pretty eyes.
Thank you.
Okay, so you're in there. You see George Lopez, the producer. And you're like, okay. So then they have you. Do you have you act with him, opposite him?
Well, first they had me do the scene. And then George said, I want to do the last scene with her. Okay. And so then we went back and he came up with me and we did the scene. And it was like a chemistry read.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And did you feel the chemistry yourself?
Yeah, it was great. Like, it really was. It was a great father-daughter relationship. It kind of, you know, it vibes really well. And he was great. He was just amazing to work with.
He's a legend.
It's George Lopez. Well,
Us one thing we may not know about George Lopez you might be surprised about. Since you've been working with him.
I don't know. He's just a really nice guy. He's so hardworking. He's so dedicated. Like, he's always, you know, work first, play later. So he always comes in and just gives like 110%. And that was like really inspiring because, you know, you're so successful and you've done this so much and you still come in and give 110% every single time.
Wow. That's inspiring because he's a guy who, you know, of course, had George Lopez show and then he had his talk show later. But I'm like, he's good at the sitcom thing. I always feel like he's good at that kind of off humor comedy. And so this show, because TV Land does things a little differently, they have shows like Impastor and Younger. I saw these different shows. So when you saw the first scripts, were you just like laughing out loud, just going, oh my God, I can't believe I can do this?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Reading the scripts were so much fun. At the table reads, just everybody was laughing. Like, nobody could even couldn't like keep their mouth shut because it was so funny.
Yeah.
So the read-throughs were always really fun to have like that first out loud reading because you read it and you're like, okay, you know, like this could be funny or whatever.
Right.
But when you have the whole cast reading it together, it's just, it comes to life. It's so much funnier.
So tell folks who you play on the show.
So I play Erica. She is George Lopez's 16-year-old daughter on the show. Mm-hmm. So she's in high school. She's trying to figure out who she is. And
sorry, I'm loving your nails.
Oh, thank you.
I was like, great nails. I just saw them. Like,
really, I know. I keep tapping.
I know, but I love it. But they're
really... I feel like an evil, like...
I will get you, my them. Pretty.
I'm yes. coming for you.
I know. I guess, but they're so pretty. They're like, great. Okay, besides sorry, as you're saying.
Anyway.
Yes.
So she's... you know, kind of causing issues. Not issues, but you know how kids always kind of come in with their ideas.
Yes, yes.
They're like, Dad, I'm going to do this. It's the coolest thing ever. And he's like, that's the dumbest thing I've heard in my life, you know? And you also have that father-daughter relationship of sometimes the kid is the parent as well. So sometimes she's like, Dad, are you stupid? Like, what are you thinking? So you have that back and forth between them too. And it's just, it's a really fun chemistry. It's a really fun character. She's really fun to explore and play with.
So you guys get to do basically call each other out, I guess. It's father and daughter.
Almost, yeah. In the show, we kind of are like, you shouldn't do that. That's going to put you in a worse situation.
And it's okay. So you filmed about, what, 13 episodes or probably?
12 episodes.
12 episodes.
Yeah.
They're doing that now and more. You guys know nowadays it's shorter seasons. Mm-hmm. So you filmed all. And so how was the pacing of it? I mean, was it like one episode a week or were you up doing
it
several?
It was 4 days an episode.
Okay.
So it was pretty fast.
Yeah, you know, pretty fast.
Like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
But 4 days an episode and, you know, weekends off.
Who's the other guy? I've seen him before. Who's the bald-headed guy? What's his name?
Which one?
He said he wasn't the gardener.
The one that plays Manolo.
Yeah, he does all the one-liner, like just great, like snappy comebacks or whatever.
Yeah, his name's Citric, and he's so funny.
He seems funny. No,
he's really funny in real life. He's such a nice guy too. Everyone on set was just like super nice and super friendly. It was a very friendly set.
How's it been? Because you actually, with the gang lady in this show, you worked on very heavily diverse shows. Actually, where the casts are very diverse. So, with a lot of Latinos on a cast, I mean, is like the crew Latino also? Is there a big? Is it kind of?
No, it wasn't like any type of one. You know. Race nice. In the room.
Or type of like, race. Or something.
Or like type of race. Like, you're Latino, you can't be our cameraman.
Yeah, right. You can't be our cameraman. Like, yes, exactly. Only the cast. No.
Yeah, no. Everybody was everything, you know.
Good.
Yeah.
That was good. Was it good food on the sets?
Oh, yeah. I'm always. Sure. Catering is always on point. Oh, it's so good.
I did a few acting shows, and I remember they used to tell me, well, the better the show, the better the catering, the more, you know, I'm like, as much as I did, there were some really good craft services.
Oh,
like,
yes. Oh, yeah. Sometimes you go to some shows, and you're like, some good food.
Then you can't eat that much because you're trying to fit into whatever
exactly.
they're trying to give you.
And then you're like, I'm gaining weight because of all the... And there's food all the time.
Oh, my God.
All the time. 24/7. It's horrible.
You're like,
you see all the crew eating, and we're like, you're like, well, you don't have to be on the camera.
Exactly. You can eat whatever you
I'll
want.
I'll sit here and eat at my 10 o'clock celery, at night. You know, while you have bagels and pasta.
Oh, I know. I had some good. I did come up to a house back in the day, and they had some good pasta dishes.
Oh, yeah.
God, it was so good.
It was so good.
I love food. We'll get this whole question talking about food in a second. But also, because you, so your parents are Cuban, correct?
Yes.
And they're from Cuba, right?
Yes.
Have they been back since it's been opened?
Yes. They went back once. And we went in 2013.
Okay. And how was it?
Oh, my God. It's incredible. Yeah. It's so crazy. It's so different. Mm-hmm. You're completely disconnected. No phone. No Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. No nothing.
I heard that.
You're totally disconnected.
Oh, my God.
So at first, I kind of panicked.
You're like, I can't snap anything.
I was like, I can't snap? Oh, my God. But eventually, you kind of settle into it. And I do have a lot of family and, you know, people that my parents knew. I didn't know them because it was my first time.
Yeah, sure,
But a lot of, you know, you just kind of settle into it and you enjoy it more, you know, because you're not worrying about, like, oh, what's... George snapping. You know,
right. You're unplugged.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I do that?
It's different.
In Cuba. I want to go so bad. I haven't been yet. I want to go.
It's beautiful.
That's what I heard.
It's frozen in time.
That's what I heard, too.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see all the cars. I just want to see everything.
It's amazing.
So for really them, is. I know it's going to be especially just as they start to catch up, it's going to be amazing for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're
going to be blown
times.
Away.
I know. We take it for granted,
what is the rest of the world doing?
I know.
Yeah.
We take it for granted. So for your parents, I'm sure it was very emotional for them to go back there, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, it was. Yeah.
Interesting. Because
it was family members that they hadn't seen in 30 years, you know? So, you know, it was yeah. different. Everybody's aged. Everybody's gotten older.
Do you speak Spanish?
Yeah.
Okay, so you speak Spanish. And then you grew up in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Big old city of Dallas. I'll tell you. I love me some Dallas. Hey, do you miss Dallas?
I miss the people there. I miss my family. And yeah. I miss, you know, my friends and the people I grew up with.
Yeah.
But I like L.A. I love living in L.A. Yeah. L.A. is where it's at, guys. The weather's perfect. You got a beach. You got... stuff to do.
Well, if you want to go to a mountain, you got mountains. You got beach, you got beach. You want desert, you got desert. We got everything here, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's perfect.
We got wineries. We got all kinds of airports.
Got it all. In Dallas, it's just...
Dallas.
Buildings.
But Dallas is growing. It's so funny. I was just there recently. It's growing. The outskirts of Dallas are really growing.
Yeah.
So shout out to my cousin and my sister and all them. I like them. But what is it about... Okay, so Dallas... We're talking about Cuban and Dallas stuff. So I want to know from you... What from Dallas and your upbringing have you taken with you to LA? You feel like you still have a part of you while you're here in LA?
I don't know. I say y'all still.
That's
it like stands out to people. It's really weird because I've always said y'all. I grew up saying y'all. Yeah. It's not something weird. And like people, did you just say y'all? I'm like. Yeah,
I said y'all. Yeah. Hi, y'all.
I'm like, and first I was kind of embarrassed about it, and I was like, you know what? I don't even care. Y'all, till the day I die.
That's right. Keep saying y'all. That's right. Keep saying that. But, you know, in L.A., we have a lot of transplants anyway, so you should know better at this point.
Yeah.
That not everybody's from, I'm from L.A., but not everybody's from L.A.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Everybody's from L.A.
Yeah.
Everybody in L.A. is from L.A. They lived in L.A. They've always been in L.A. They're not leaving L.A.
Yeah, L.A. So I like that. And what part, you know, because I taught this coming from a Caribbean family. What part of that do you hold on to as you're in this crazy business of acting?
Well, it came from my family. You know, the only reason I have that culture is because my family taught me. So my family always keeps me really grounded. Okay. And always remind me where I came from and, you know, like how hard I've worked to get to where I am.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always... really important. You know, I hold on to it. You know, there's... I speak Spanish. I speak Spanish with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just... It's in you. You hold on
to
it.
So you're your village.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. And when it comes to... So do you see your family often? Do you talk to them often to kind of keep you going?
I talk to my mom every single day.
Oh, hi, Mom. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day.
But,
yes.
No, yeah, I talk to my mom every single day. I talk to my dad almost every single day. I talk a lot. And
I like talking. That's why I do something in this business, obviously. I'm a host.
And my dad sometimes like, okay, you're a lot. That's a lot of words. Here's your mother. But, I talk to my family all the time. They come and visit all the time. And, you know, they were here last week, you know?
Oh, okay, yeah.
So they come all the time. Like, I see him once a month. I'm gonna see him next week.
Okay.
So I see him all the time, yeah.
Yeah. And do you come from a big family?
Not that big. It's a tight-knit family, but not a huge family.
Okay.
But we're all really close.
So when you decided to come out here, I'm always fascinated by people who like leave for where they're from to go somewhere for their dream. Excuse me. So you, I mean, what made you decide, I'm going to go to L.A.?
I had always wanted to come to L.A. Okay. Since I was 15. Oh, when I was 15, I was like, Mom, I want to move to L.A.
Wow.
And Mom's like, haha, you're crazy. And I'm like, no, I'm moving to L.A. And I turned 18. I grabbed my dog. I grabbed my stuff. I grabbed my car. And I drove to L.A.
You grabbed your dog. Oh, I took my dog. Cute.
I brought my doggie with me.
Oh, what's your dog's name?
Nika.
Hi, Nika. I love dogs. I have Scrabble.
She's the cutest.
What kind of dog do you
have? I love my dog. I don't know. She's a mix.
Oh, okay.
I bought her on Craigslist.
Did you hunt Craigslist?
Yes, I Craigslist my dog.
Oh my god. Well, I came to a good home, so that's fine.
Yeah, I gave her a great home.
That's so okay, so wait, I got something. I'm like, so what section do you look under? Like you're just on Craigslist looking for like a dresser
and they have a dog. Dogs for sale section.
Do they really? I never noticed that before.
Yes, it's a category. I think it's under for sale.
Oh, how funny.
Pets.
Oh.
And I just typed in puppy.
Oh, how funny.
I wanted a white dog.
Okay.
Call me racist.
That's you wonder my dog. I want my dog to be white. That's it.
But I wanted a fluffy white dog. I don't know why, okay. But a big white fluffy white dog.
Yes.
And that's what I Craigslisted.
Oh wow.
Fluffy white puppy. And she came up and I said, "That's the dog I want." And so I drove to East Jesus Nowhere, Texas and picked her up for like $200.
Wow.
Yeah.
We gave her a good home. She's not just in California. Does she like California? Does she like it out here in LA?
Yeah, she likes it. I mean, I haven't asked her, but
well, you know, I can tell. You know, dogs. She enjoys it. I mean, you know, dogs. Sometimes they can show you in ways they don't like it.
Well, she had to get used to it.
Yeah, she had to get no choice. She had no choice. So you drove out here?
Yeah, I drove.
By yourself? With the dog?
No, well, my parents drove the U-Haul behind me.
Okay, good. Okay, yeah. I was just wondering. Well, I don't know. You're a strong woman. You might be like, I just drove myself.
I'm a strong, independent woman.
That's right. I drove here by myself, but no, your parents are behind
me. Not that.
So did you come out here first, look for a place, do all that kind of stuff first, and
then? No, I already had an apartment picked out. I had come out here. I found one I liked. I filled out the paperwork, signed the lease. And...
Oh, my God. Excuse me. Oh, my God. You're more prepared than I was when I came back home. When I left and came back. It's kind of crazy. So then, what was the first things you did when you came to Los Angeles? Do you remember?
I went to the beach. I wanted to go to the beach so bad because there's no beach in Texas. All they have is a lake. And lakes are murky.
Not beaches.
Murky and creepy.
Yes.
So the first thing I did, I was like, I went to the beach. And I went to the beach every day for like 2 weeks when I moved out here. And I lived really far from the beach. So it was like a pain in the butt, I did it because I wanted to be in the beach so bad, and I took my dog with me, and my dog loves the beach.
Oh, there you go.
She loves the beach. Okay. I go to the beach, and I can't hold her. Like, she's like 50 pounds.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't hold her. I just have to, like, let the leash go because she wants to, like, hit that water so bad.
Oh, so bad. Oh, cute.
I know. And she's so cute, and she's, like, running around all happy.
Okay, so then you got here, and then did you already have an agent and stuff when you got here?
Yeah, okay. I already had I had my manager.
Okay.
And, you know, she hooked me up. She got me with an agency and, you know.
Now, with your name and your look, because this is something we talk about, you know, when I talk to actors, was it like, because you can pass for all kinds of different things. Mm-hmm. So was that, they say, okay, we're going to sit you down, okay, this is what we're going to put you out for. It may be some Latina stuff, maybe some, you know, white stuff, maybe this. Yeah. So you're like, okay, I'm good. Let's just book me.
Yeah, it was just, you know, whatever I can get sent out for, I'll go for it. You know, I always put 110% in whatever you give me.
Yeah.
So you give me a boy role, I'm going to come out.
Okay, she's like, she'll do it. Well, nowadays, they do have those kind of roles these days. So, yes.
Yeah, so it's anything, any, you know, but I am ambiguous, so I do get sent out for like lots of different stuff. And the funny thing is that growing up, my acting coaches and all that stuff, they always told me, you're not gonna go out for Latina, like, because I'm very proud to be Latina. But they always told me, like, you're not gonna go out for Latina, you look like a little white girl, you know. They're like, you are Caucasian, you have blue eyes, you are not gonna go out for Latina. They're like, get that out of your head.
Okay.
They're like, you're not gonna do Spanish roles, whatever. And I was just like, okay, like, I don't care, whatever. And the two big roles that I've gotten were both Spanish speaking and Latina. See, and I called my coaches and I was like, heh.
I love it. That's right. I mean, hello. I know that some people are trying to, like, either tell you stuff to say, like, to prepare you, like, well, this is not going to happen this way. Or they have their own ideas they're trying to put on you. But really, nowadays, like I said, since becoming every shade and every eye color and every hair color, you never know what the role is going to come. They may want a redheaded Latina.
Yeah.
I mean, do they even watch any of those telenovelas? It's like especially in Central America and South America.
They're all different colors.
Hello.
Yep.
All different eye colors and everything. That's crazy. Actually, speaking of telenovelas, I used to watch La Reina del Sur with Kate Del Castillo, who's my favorite. But now they're doing an American version called Queen of the South.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love Kate Del Castillo.
Yeah, I love her. She's beautiful.
She's amazing.
And she's very nice. I know she went through that whole thing with El Chapo or whatever, but she seems still very genuine. Very genuine. How do you like auditioning or not like auditioning? How's auditioning for you?
I actually kind of love auditioning because when you have a role, you're like only doing that role for a while, and it's kind of fun to audition because you get to do all different types of stuff.
Yeah.
But of course, booking the roles where it's at.
Oh, yeah. But I feel like it seems like from you, you try to do the audition, enjoy it, and you probably just move on.
That's what I always do. I always come in and I do my best and I leave it on the table. And I'm like, this is what I brought to you. This is what I brought with my character. This is what I brought with my role. Mm-hmm. There it is. If you like it, let me know. If not, bye-bye.
What are some of the roles that you've gotten? Other roles besides, we just had two big ones. What are some other things you've gotten?
Oh, my gosh. I get a lot of teenage high school roles.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
because I look really young.
Yeah.
And so I get a lot of, like, troubled high school kid and, like, troubled foster home. I get a lot of troubled.
You look troubled, I guess, or something.
I look troubled. But I got a lot of high school roles, a lot of you know, just like things that kids are going through these days with social media and stuff like that. And I get a lot of, you know, just a lot of high school stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But that's good.
So do
keep
you,
me young, guys.
I was saying you're playing younger than yourself back in high school. Did you like high school?
school was okay.
He's like me. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. I got through it.
I made it.
You made it. You graduated. You did it.
But, yeah, high school was good. Yeah. I had good friends and a good time, and I learned a lot.
Yeah. And now you're playing troubled high school.
No, I'm playing pretty regular high school.
Well, now you are on the local show.
Yeah, in the local show, she's actually, it's kind of fun because she's discovering herself and trying to figure out who she is. So she comes in with like these different type of friends, and she's like experimenting with like different types of people and different types of things. Yeah. So it's really, it's cool.
Does she get a love interest this season?
Maybe she does, maybe she doesn't.
Ooh, gotta tune in, you guys, see if she gets a love interest on there. Have you ever had any love scenes or anything like that on any of your shows?
No.
Or kissing scenes or anything? No. Those yet? Oh. I guess you're too troubled.
Too troubled.
She can't get a man because you're too troubled. You're too troubled on TV.
Too much baggage.
Dang it, too much baggage. Have you done any taped? Because I know nowadays tape auditions are big.
Tape auditions are huge.
Yes. Which I know some actors don't like them because they feel like they can't play off of.
I don't like taping auditions. Yeah. I don't. I would rather be in person, in the room. Mm. You know, talking to a person, being able to engage with the casting directors and the people in the room.
Right.
I personally like that. Now, however, I haven't gone in a live audition in a couple months. And I have been taping.
Well.
Taping. Yeah. Everything's taped.
She'll do it. She's like, she'll do a tape.
I'm like, I'll do it. But I'd rather. Yeah. I personally like to be in person. But I see how it's easier to do it, to do a taped, because they can get more submissions. Mm-hmm. And they can watch it whenever they want, you know, at home with their dog, watching popcorn, you know, watching other shows. I don't know how
watching Real Housewives of Dallas.
Yeah, Housewives of Dallas on the side. By the way, is that good? Because I've been wanting to see it.
It's entertaining. I just started like maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago, and we had a couple of people in here in the studio. It's very Dallas. If you know that, if you know what I mean, like all the
Dallas,
any show out of Dallas is they do capture like kind of Dallas.
Yeah, but overdo it a little bit.
They overdo it. They do overdo it, and the girls are overdoing it a little bit. I mean, they're overdoing it a little bit. Huh. So I'm like, I've been to Dallas many times. It wasn't just like exactly like that.
And I heard that, and I got really hyped, and then I didn't hear anything about it.
Yeah, it's
after
kinda,
it started.
Yeah,
it's so kind I was of. Like, oh, okay.
But I've watched a few episodes. It's a housewife show. I mean, they're all.
You love it and you hate it.
Yes. I'm not very much. They're my guilty pleasures that are shame based.
No.
Yep. I've watched most of them on my off time. I'm in television. I'm busy. I have a busy life, and I just watch something that's just kind of mindless. And I'll say that, and I'll watch one of them. You'll leave it there, and I'll watch one of those. Okay, so auditioning. Okay, so now, what are some things you would like? I would say on my show, to put things out to the universe, because I do believe in that, I say it out loud. What are some things you would like to do, acting-wise?
Gosh, I want to do everything. Like, it's one of those things that I want to do dramatic roles. I want to do sitcoms. I want to do comedic films. Mm-hmm. I want to do everything. I like everything. I like acting. I like creating characters. I like telling a story. And that's just something, it's what I love to do, which is why I do it.
Yeah, right.
And so just all types of things, you know, and I really like roles that you have to like sit down and like really think about, like those really intense roles, like the mental illnesses roles, because there's so much that goes into them and you can't overdo it, but you don't want to underdo it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like you have to find that fine line. It takes a lot of thinking, it takes a lot of research. Mm-hmm. So I like roles that are like really deep, you know.
How do you study for your role? How do you learn your lines?
Well, I don't really have to like memorize my lines. Oh, okay. They just kind of flow to me, and when I'm doing like my work on it, I remember the lines as I do the work. So the first thing I look at when I'm reading a script is, okay, why is my character doing what they're doing?
Okay.
Why do they do this? Why are they saying this? And once you figure out the why, then you know what they're thinking as they say it. And then once you got what they're thinking as they say it, you have a character. You're starting to build a character. And from there, I try to like engage my character in real life. So like, I'm talking to people, you know, like normal life. But I try to like step back for a second. I'm like, okay, what would my character do if they were in this situation? How would they stand? What would they be thinking? Would they have like a weird tick? What would they say in this situation? Just kind of in my brain to like not be crazy and like flip. But I do kind of like run it in the back of my head, like, or you know, like when I go back in my car, I'm like, okay, how would my character drive this car? How would my character, you know, look at other people? How would she have responded to this conversation? How would it have gone differently?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I try to keep that, you know, just kind of, because then that gives you a deeper understanding of your character. Yes. Once you figured out what it does outside of the realm of the world that the writers created, then you really figure out some different nuances in the character.
Yeah, I like that. It's like you kind of like to say, okay, I'm going to... And so the words, I guess, come to you more naturally in the script because you're already kind of like walking the character.
Exactly.
Living the character, walking the character. Yeah. So switching gears, because I do follow you on social media. And you're a lot of fun on social media, I should say. So how important is social media these days, you think, to someone's career?
Oh, my God. It is so important. My reps bug me all the time about, like, get on Twitter, go tweet during the show, post these pictures. And I'm just like, oh, my God. But I do love Snapchat.
Yes, you're good on Snapchat.
Snapchat is life.
Yes.
But,
yes.
But, yeah, it's really important. The viewers really love it when you engage with them and you talk with them and you shout out to them or you retweet them. They love that. It's so important to engage with them to know that, like, I'm listening to you. I like your opinions. You know, keep them coming. I like to hear about it. Mm-hmm. And so I try to, you know, like my little sister, not going to lie, she gave me like a little tour. Like, okay, this is how Snapchat works.
Okay,
this is how you make it public. This is how you do your thing. This is how the filters work. She was like... Guys, I'm 19, but I don't use social media. And she's like, this is how you tweet and the Twitter stuff. And I was just like, okay, like, I got this. Yeah. So I try to engage with the people that are watching the show and that are really excited about it. And it's really fun. And it's fun for them to have somebody from the show. They're like, oh, I watched that person. They liked my thingy, you know? Mm-hmm. And they really like that. So that's always really cool. So shout me out, because I'll respond, guys.
She will respond. She will respond. She appreciates each and every one of you guys.
I love you guys.
And that's a good point, because nowadays, there are people who, like, live tweet during their shows, like for East Coast and web. It's a lot. Social media is a lot of work. Yeah. I want everything, too. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. But it's a lot to juggle.
It's a lot to juggle. But it is worth it for your career. It's just a necessary evil, I guess I would say. A companion, I'll say companion, to your career.
Yeah.
Because I know some people have told me that they have gone to auditions where, like, you don't have enough Instagram followers, sorry. I know that's happening sometimes, too.
No way.
They look at people's Twitter and Instagram followers, too. It's a newer thing. So it's one of those things where I always just say, I can just continue doing good work, do what you have to do, you know, but then also at the same time, try to engage, I guess, fans.
Yeah.
They do like it. I would like it if somebody I liked said hi to me. I still do, actually.
Yeah.
When someone, like, way more famous than I am, like, retweets something, I'm like, oh, my God!
Yeah.
They saw me.
It's exciting. It's fun. It's exciting.
It is.
So that I try to engage as much as I can when I can with
She's viewers. Working, people. She's got things to do. She's working.
But I'll hop on Twitter.
So go on there.
I'll retweet you. So go on
there. Everybody, well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to seeing your trajectory just go higher and higher.
Yeah.
I'm going to follow you. I'm going to continue following you on Snapchat, and I'm going to follow you on Twitter and see how far you go.
Follow me on Snapchat, guys.
Snapchat. Well, tell folks where they can follow you.
You can follow me on Snapchat. It's Ash Zam, one word. Twitter is Ashley Zamora, and my Instagram is Ashley_Zamora.
And she's on the Lopez Show, which is on TV Land. So go to your local listings and whatever carriers you have, find out what channel it's on. It's on there. It's really funny. You see her every week for the next, another 9 or...
I think it's through June, yeah.
Yeah, I think through June. So you can go ahead and watch her on that. Wednesdays, you guys. Wednesdays.
10, 9 Central.
That's right. And I'm James Lott Jr. It's another edition of AfterBuzz TV Spotlight On, where we spotlight on actresses like herself over here. And we will see you next time. See you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.